Hi, I'm BOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. California firefighters are battling numerous wildfires that are tearing across the Los Angeles area, destroying homes and clogging roadways as tens of thousands fled, straining resources as the fires burned uncontained early Wednesday. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Thousands have been evacuated as wildfires burn out of control near Los Angeles. The flames started near a nature preserve in the inland foothills. This woman in Eaton Canyon, Lori, told KABC these quick wildfires are no surprise.
The drought, we haven't had any rain in the mountains so dry, it'll just go in a puff.
Staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot. Another fire is burning in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. A third wildfire has forced evacuations in the San Fernando Valley. I'm Ed Donahue.
According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, Israeli strikes killed at least 17 people in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chemas reports.
The director of the child ward at the local hospital said five children were killed as they sheltered together in the same tent in Mouassi. The strikes tore into tents for displaced Palestinians in Mouassi and a car and two houses in the Khan Yunis area, according to the hospital. The Israeli army said it targeted militants involved in the October 2023 Hamas attack on southern Israel. The Israeli military did not provide evidence. I'm Karen Chemas.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will continue to lie in state after his remains arrived in Washington a day earlier as part of state funeral rites. The Georgia Democrat and 39th president died December 29th at the age of 100. Carter will remain at the Capitol until Thursday morning when he is transported to Washington National Cathedral for a state funeral. President Joe Biden, a longtime Carter ally, will deliver a eulogy. This is VOA News. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol faces a new and potentially more robust attempt to arrest him for insurrection after a top investigator vowed to do whatever it takes to break a security blockade and take in the embattled leader. Acting President Choi Sun-mok urged authorities on Wednesday to, quote, do their best to prevent any injuries to citizens or physical conflict between government agencies, unquote, while executing Yoon's arrest warrant. While hundreds of supporters rally outside his home in a bid to protect him, the Presidential Security Service has been fortifying the compound this week with barbed wire and barricades, using buses to block access to the residence. Yoon is under criminal investigation for insurrection over his failed attempt to impose martial law on December 3rd, a decision that stunned South Korea and prompted the first arrest warrant for a sitting president. President-elect Donald Trump says he wouldn't rule out the use of military force to seize control of the Panama Canal in Greenland, as he declared U.S. control of both to be vital to American national security. Not many Danish, like retiree Birgit Jakobsen, are taking him seriously.
Well, I think it's a strange thing to do. I think it's a strange thing to threaten our allies, countries, and I don't understand what he is doing, quite honestly.
Greenland, home to a large U.S. military base, is an autonomous territory of Denmark, a longtime U.S. ally and a founding member of NATO. Addressing Trump's comments in an interview with Danish broadcaster TV2, Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen called the United States Denmark's, quote, most important and closest ally, and that she did not believe that the United States will use military or economic power to secure control over Greenland. Greenland's leader was expected to hold talks on Wednesday with the Danish king in Copenhagen regarding the situation. NATO did not respond on Wednesday to a request for comments. Rescuers in the freezing high-altitude Tibet region in western China searched a second day for any remaining victims of a deadly earthquake that struck near a holy city for Tibetan Buddhists. More than 400 people trapped by rubble have been rescued, Chinese officials said on Wednesday, with an unknown number still unaccounted for. Tents, quilts, and other relief items were being delivered on Wednesday to people whose homes are uninhabitable or unsafe. The confirmed death toll is at least 126, with almost 200 injured. The earthquake struck near the city of Shigatse, the traditional seat of the Panchen Lama, the second highest figure in Tibetan Buddhism, and was about 80 kilometers from the border with Nepal. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.